The Truth News Network. Josef Mengele famously said to a concentration camp prisoner, "The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we're doing it." Is that starting to resonate? Freedom lives only with eternal vigilance and the willingness to act on the truth. So listen, pay heed to the facts, and your truth bearer is Dan Newman.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't remember a time in my lifetime where it was more important for us to act based on what we find as truth than right now. Do you feel that way too? There's so many things going on around us. There's so much confusion. It's really difficult to just wade through and find the facts. But I can tell you this one thing. When we find them, we got to stick right to them. How are you doing? How's your week gone? Got one more day and then the weekend. And maybe, just maybe, this weekend we can get outside. Maybe get around outside and go to the park or take walks or run or jog or those things that were just taken for granted in the old days that now look like luxuries, right? Maybe we can get some of that done. Don't forget, this weekend, we don't go away here. Tomorrow, Saturday morning, we do our bullet points. Real quickly, what those are, as busy as you are, even though you're in lockdown, I know there are things that you miss that are important during the week. So what we do is we go find about a dozen or so of those reports, those stories, and we print those in bullet point format, a hyperlink. So we'll give you a couple of headlines about what that story is about. And if you want to go get the details, you just click on the link and it takes you to it. That way, you can get caught up and stay caught up without having to read through a bunch of stories that you really don't care about. You get to pick the ones that you want more information about. That'll be up tomorrow. And then Sunday, it kind of depends on what's going on in the world around us. If there's busyness or very important things, we'll do another story and podcast. And then, of course, Monday, we start May with TNN Live, our second month to be doing our two-hour live show Monday through Friday right here at Truth News Network. It's 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. It's a complete show. It's a radio show. We interview guests. We take call-ins. And we really want you to be calling in. We start a special feature on Monday regarding call-ins and a chance for you to win some really nice prizes just for calling in and talking to us. We get tons of texts and emails, even a bunch of them during the live show where people are asking questions or want us to talk about this. That's great. I am so glad you're listening. I'm so glad you're reading. But we want you to call in, be a part of the show. Hey, it's got to be cool getting on the radio, right? No question's a stupid question. If you want to ask a question, call and ask it, folks. We'll give you answers. And if we don't know the answer, we'll tell you, hey, we don't know. We'll go find out and we'll get back to you. But we want your opinion. We certainly don't know everything. And you bring often many things to the table that we don't know about. So if you want to go ahead and write that toll-free number down, it's real easy to remember. It's 866-378-7884. Now, let me make it easier. That's 866-37-TRUTH. You got that? 9 to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday, Central Time. Hey, looking around the landscape, do you realize we have an election coming up in just a few months? November 3rd, we go to the polls and we elect members of Congress, some of the members in the Senate, and of course we do elect a president and vice president. Big deal going on there. It kind of gets overshadowed in the coronavirus pandemic that we're dealing with too, right? There's just a lot of stuff going on. That's what we were talking about a bit ago. But I'm getting a little bit concerned about the presidential election. Not so much for President Trump. I think unless something horrible happens between now and November 3rd that we don't anticipate, and who anticipated a pandemic other than Dr. Fauci, who predicted it a couple of years ago? He actually predicted President Trump would experience a pandemic, something totally unexpected in healthcare. I don't know how he did that. But unless we experience something else like that, I think President Trump is going to be able to pull out a win and get a second term in the White House. But who's going to run against him? Who's going to run against Donald Trump? Obviously, it looks like the Democrat presumptive nominee is going to be former Vice President Joe Biden. But I got to say this, folks. Don't look now, but Joe is failing. I don't know if he can make it. Not only has his campaign been rocked by those sexual assault allegations that are hanging out there right now from one-time staffer Tara Reid, a long time ago, back in the early 90s, when he was still in the Senate, she was an intern, a staffer. But other than that, the public is beginning to give up on the former vice president. As an example, there's a brand new Emerson College poll out showing 57% of likely voters think President Trump is going to win re-election in November. Remember this, establishment Democrats put forward Uncle Joe because why? He was the safe candidate. He was the only guy, only person out there that was bound to defeat Donald Trump. Whoops. You think they're second-guessing their guess? And that's not the only problem that crops up in the Emerson poll. That same poll shows Trump supporters are 19 points more enthusiastic about their candidate than are Biden supporters. Now, that enthusiasm gap, that's a really big deal, folks. That will drive turnout in the fall. It always does. With Democrats dependent on young people and minorities, both are typically less reliable voters, and that's really tough for Democrats. They know they have to overachieve in getting their voters out to the polls because minorities don't really support their candidates, even though they're very all-in most of the time for Democrats, and young people as well. Also, less than gung-ho about Biden is predictably Bernie Sanders' army, Bernie's bros. Though the Vermont Socialist has endorsed Biden, which I didn't think that he was going to do, he did that, but still 51% of his supporters are, according to Emerson's poll, open to voting for a third-party candidate. Now, third-party candidates typically mess up the Republicans in elections. Remember, that happened when H. Ross Perot ran. Well, in this case, if the third party comes in, it's probably going to negatively impact the Democrat candidate. Another big red flag, Biden's not doing really well in fundraising, according to the New York Times. Trump has a monster cash advantage of almost $200 million over Joe Biden. Further, in swing state polling, the Democratic nominee, Biden, is running behind where Hillary Clinton stood at this point in the race. And we know that how that turned out. Didn't turn out too good for her, and it surprised the GOP. As all of these issues cast doubt on Biden's prospects, the nominee's got to get now at a point where he can fend off Tara Reid's allegations. They put the Me Too supporting Democrats into an incredibly awkward spot. They have been scrambling, and I want to use this term, but I don't mean it in a derogatory fashion. They've been scrambling like roaches since Tara Reid finally got somebody to listen to her and talk to her about her claims of sexual assault alleged to have been committed in 93 against her by then Senator Joe Biden. How are they going to handle all this? That's something they're still dealing with. None of this, none of the above, is good news for the Biden campaign, which will likely confront additional alligators in the months ahead. You never know what's going to come up. You know that October surprise? Joe had a May surprise or an April surprise with Tara Reid. What's ahead for him? Sooner or later, the coronavirus is no longer going to give him an out and make it okay for him to be virtually invisible. He's going to have to engage in the give and take that often shows him getting mixed up, including real and not scripted town halls and interviews, and when Jill Biden is sitting beside him to interpret what he thinks and what he says. How bad is it? Who can forget these?
I promise you, the president has a big stick. But the Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so, God rest her soul. And your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul. I got to get this straight.
The number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
Chuck Graham, state senator's here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. You can tell I'm new. Good to see you, buddy.
The largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick, end of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you.
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie. I don't know, man. I know I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States, if anybody who would run.
Now, folks, we could go all night playing you gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. You know there are plenty of them out there, and it just doesn't play well for the vice president. It really doesn't. And I don't think it's going to get any better. I don't see that happening. At some point, the general public is going to see what numerous Democrats have noted. Obama's former wingman is struggling with some, and let's be nice and just call it cognitive decline. He's struggling. He's having memory issues. Conventional thinking is push Biden to the side and replace him. Who could they replace Big Joe Sleepy Joe with? Well, Bernie Sanders, obviously. After all, the Bernie bros, they carry a lot of weight in the party now, the Democrat Party. But Democrat leadership doesn't want Bernie back around. Why is that? They're convinced he can't beat Donald Trump. And I think it's his socialism platform. That just doesn't play in the United States. And Donald Trump would certainly make sure that Americans knew exactly what Joe is all about. But if they replace Biden with someone other than Bernie, well, the Bernie bros are going to revolt one more time. Remember, many of the bros walked across the aisle and voted for Donald Trump once because they couldn't stand his opponent, Hillary. So what are they going to do? Well, one idea that has been to convince Biden to step aside in favor of Michelle Obama. And we have reported that as a possibility right here at Truth News Network. A couple of times we've had stories about it. So far, the First Lady has been totally negative and very positive about not wanting to get in the race. And let me ask you this. Why should she subject herself and her family once more to what she saw as the horrors of the White House? She didn't really like being in the White House. She and Barack, right now, they got pretty much everything they could want today and for their futures. They have lots and lots of money. You know, they have that Netflix deal. Nobody knows for sure how much that's worth. They have luxury mansions in Washington, D.C., in Chicago, their hometown. And recently, they have a whole estate on the water at Martha's Vineyard. And Michelle can just do what she wants to do, whatever that could be. She didn't really care for the presidency and what it did to their lives for 8 years. It would be a tough sell to get her in this race. It really would. Who does that leave out there? Well, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? Hillary Clinton. Biden could choose Hillary as his vice presidential running mate. I know everybody says she would never be vice president, but think about this. Then they campaign, they get rolling. Right before the election, Joe steps down and allows Hillary to run in his place. Clinton is the only VP candidate who would be able to pull off a last-minute switch like that. She could probably get it done. She's got the team, the resources, lots of money, and the experience to be the nominee. The other female candidates in the race, like Amy Klobuchar, former Georgia State Rep Stacey Adams, and Senator Kamala Harris of California, they don't have infrastructure, money, or pizzazz to be able to pull that off. The other thing, Hillary's ready and she's eager. She's desperate to avenge her 2016 loss, which incidentally she still blames on Vladimir Putin. And she's pumped up her public profile lately to keep herself in consideration. In the past month, she's been seen in endless interviews, one after another, all the time. She's promoted the uber-flattering four-part Hulu film about herself, and I'm sure you've watched it four or five times. I didn't even know she had one. She's made headlines by attacking Bernie and Mark Zuckerberg and fired unending broadsides, like always, at the president. But she can draw, you think, enough support to pull off such a run? We know she's got the name recognition. She'd certainly win endorsements of President Obama, who would campaign for her, just like he did the first time. And, of course, her husband, Bill. He's always going to be in the wings to stand by his girl. He's still one of the most popular presidents in U.S. history. But what about Hillary's baggage? I don't know if you know this, but she has a little of that. I doubt there's been enough time to go by to erase the memories in the minds of millions of Americans. Think about your own mind. Have you forgot about all her controversial stuff? She's had a bunch through the years, and then the nonstop scandals that popped up almost daily during campaign season in 2016. Far more people dislike her today than did when she opposed Trump. I don't know that she can get through that. She's just one of those people who Americans love or Americans love to hate. You're one or the other. You don't have anything in your heart or mind that gives you any middle ground there. You either like her a lot or you can't stand her. There's very little between the two. So, figure this out. If it's not Joe, if it's not Bernie, if it's not Michelle, and it falls to Hillary Clinton to win the Dems back the White House, what are their chances against Donald Trump? Why do you think their marching orders since the day after the 26th election have been to drag up anything and everything they can to discredit Donald Trump sufficient to send him packing? Why have they been so outgoing and so aggressive and still are? Hillary's got baggage, but Democrats still think Trump has more than she has, even after the massive government efforts to dig up stuff sufficient to disqualify him. I can tell you this, folks. I don't know anybody else in America that with so much scrutiny, so much digging, so many people involved in trying to find something on the president, I don't know another human being that could go by without having a bunch of dirt, a bunch of garbage. I don't see how he's made it this long. But I got to be honest with you. I don't think they're going to be able to find anything. I think at this point, it's fairly safe to say he's bulletproof. We may just be looking at President Trump through 2024. Wow. And that keeps Democrat Party leadership up late every night. That may be why they have these 9 House committees that they've put in place. And if they ever go back to work, which it doesn't look like they are, they're going to stay out of work because of coronavirus. Everybody else is busting everything they can to get back to work. And the House and the Senate are saying, nah, we better not go there. We might get the corona. We might get the COVID. Well, I can tell you this. If they don't get back to work, the kind of work that they do, which is to discredit the president and demean every conservative in the world, if they don't get back to doing that, you can book it. Donald Trump's going to be president the night of November 3rd. 2020. Hey, don't forget, in just a few hours, we're going to get together again live for 2 hours from 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time on TNN Live. How do you get there? You click on that blue banner above this story, up to the right top of it, where the toll-free number is written there. You click on that banner, it'll take you to an arrow to click to come live, and you'll be right in the studio with us. You can call in at the toll-free number there, talk to us. And we've got interviews with people, we have new stories, and it's Friday, so we're going to have a bunch of stuff to talk about. And if you haven't had a chance to join the show, here's your chance to find out. It's Friday, it's going to be a little slower at work, those of you that are going to work. And of course, if you're at home, the soaps aren't on yet. So you can join us at TNN Live. We'll see you at 9 o'clock. Until then, Have a great one. So long, everybody.
Every day, in every way, life goes better with the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.